Sarah.
And I'm Max.
And this is the Self-Care Lifestyle Podcast. We strive to help you, the everyday person, to stop living on autopilot, overwhelmed and frustrated with the way things are. You deserve to do away with that frustration, achieve more balance in your life, and find fulfillment in your everyday.
We're here to help you stop going through the motions and start being the happiest and healthiest version of you, all by caring for yourself like someone worth caring for. Join us for conversations about self-care, wellness, mindfulness, and so much more that will help you find your own self-care lifestyle. Okay, so Sarah, what do self-care, rocket science, and long-distance relationships have in common?
I don't know.
Not a whole lot, because self-care does not have to be that complicated.
Okay. All right. Dad jokes in the house.
I mean, I wouldn't even call that a joke, really. That was just like my pathetic attempt at a cold open today.
Well, we're trying.
I think I might have overcomplicated it. Like, you don't have to do with self-care. Because it doesn't have to be complicated. There we go.
But
back around. 1-2 punch.
So, we really want to dive in today to things that you might not call self-care. I know we've talked a lot about what self-care is, why you need it, and really, like, digging into that. Like, what the heck is self-care, really, at its core? And, you know, at its core, like we've talked about, self-care is something that empowers you and that serves you and that helps you reach your goals and makes you feel happy and good and fulfilled and brings you a lot of balance in your life.
Yeah.
But self-care isn't always what you think it is, because chances are, as you're thinking through that, things coming to mind might be yoga and reading self-help books or therapy or exercise or bubble baths and face masks and getting, you know, all that fun, like, froofy stuff.
Yes. Or manly bubble baths.
Or manly bubble baths.
Thank you.
With a boat.
Yes.
If you're...
A little boat.
Yeah, a little boat.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. It's not about doing something insanely hard or insanely complicated. It's about simply caring for yourself.
Yeah. Self-care can be as easy as caring for your basic needs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I know we talked about in a recent episode how there's sort of this divide on the internet in mental health and, like, self-care communities, especially the mental health communities, where self-care is, some people insist that self-care is not bubble baths or face masks or any of that. It's this stuff, this drinking water and taking showers and moving your body in that, like, really, really, really basic, stuff, that basic, those basic needs. And that is the stuff that we're going to talk about today. But I do want to keep in mind that other stuff can be self-care too. It's just that this stuff that some people might not think of as self-care, because they prefer the bubble baths and the yoga and the face masks, et cetera, et cetera. This stuff still is. Did that all make sense? Did I say the right words in the right order? I feel like there's a little bit of a tongue twister there.
No, but yeah, I mean, I think we might be overcomplicating it again. sometimes self-care is as simple as just drinking water, whether that's drinking water instead of other things, or drinking more water, or just trying a glass of water. I know a while ago when we drink more soda, one of the things that I thought was crazy you brought up is that water tastes bad. And I was like, what do you mean water tastes? Water doesn't, it's water. It doesn't taste like anything. And that I grew up drinking water all the time. My mom didn't use Vapor Rub if there was something slightly off, it was, well, maybe you need to drink some water. So I grew up drinking water all the time. So to hear you say, well, water doesn't taste good, I had never thought about that as being a reason for not drinking water. So if you're one of those people who thinks water tastes bad, or you're in an area where the water does taste off, then maybe your simple form of self-care is getting a water bottle with a filter.
Yeah.
You can get them on Amazon. They're not cheap. It's not cheap like just buying a water bottle at the grocery store, but I mean, maybe your grocery store has filtered water bottles, but that's easy and simple and not overly complicated. Makes your water taste a little better. Drinking water, obviously, you're mostly water as a human. So you need more water. We're not made of Coca-Cola, as cool as that would be to be mostly carbonation.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the things it could be is cutting out sodas so that you're drinking more water.
Sure.
That could also be a form of self-care, is taking that step towards making more balanced decisions for your body, for your nutrition and all of that. And I want to be careful there. I don't want to tread into telling you to restrict, because that's not it. I want you to make changes that feel good to you. So if that's not an action that you feel like you need to take right now, then don't. By all means, don't.
Absolutely.
But if it's something where you feel like, hey, I think that taking this step would really boost my confidence, I think it would help me drink more water, I think it would help me feel more energized and less sluggish, then do that. And that could be also like adding in more vegetables, or maybe you want to go vegetarian and not do meat.
Sure.
Whatever works for you.
Or maybe your medium-term goal is moving more, but the first step you're going to take is drinking more water. Because if you drink more water, unless you're a crazy alien, you're going to have to pee more. And unless you work on the toilet, you're going to have to get up to go pee. So then you're moving more. You drink more water. You get up more to go pee. You're making little steps towards your goal. And you might not think of the walk from your desk to the bathroom as self-care, but it might be. It might be that that's starting to get you towards your goal. And you can kind of parlay that to maybe after the first week, instead of taking the direct route to the toilet, you can take a walk around the floor if you work in an office building, or you can make a little track in your house to go to the farthest bathroom. Maybe it's even upstairs or downstairs. Maybe that's the next level of self-care that has come from the simple habit of just trying to drink more water.
Yeah. But I think that, again, we might be overcomplicating it a little bit. Because it really can be just the simple act of hydrating your body. It could be the simple act of doing something like taking a shower and washing your hair, or even just washing your body. Personally, I may, when I really need to like reset and get myself out of a funk, if I'm having a bad day, taking a shower and like really like getting a really good hair wash in and doing like a body scrub if I have time, if I have it. But even just washing my hair and washing my body and like putting on clean clothes, it's such a simple form of just like basic hygiene that is also packed full of self-care stuff. It is allowing yourself to unplug from technology for a few minutes. It's taking care of your physical being and showing yourself that respect and releasing, I guess, endorphins. I don't know. It's a mindset thing. It improves your mindset when you take the time to take care of you. Take those 10 minutes to take the shower and wash your hair. Don't feel like you have to spend 2 minutes in the shower and like speed around it. Take the time that you need to do that. And, you know, I realize that a lot of us have busy schedules, but setting those boundaries and finding that time to do it is really important. Other forms of simple self-care could be moving your body, like you had said, and walking, and But you could also think of things like taking your vitamins, eating your vegetables, the really, really basic stuff that is literally caring for your human body can definitely 100% be self-care, even if you don't think it is. But what makes it self-care if it's not what you think it is? If it's not, what makes those things self-care, truly?
I mean, I think we've previously defined self-care as caring for yourself and trying to better yourself through either the little things or the more complicated things. Obviously, as we've demonstrated, you can complicate even the simplest forms of self-care. But self-care being trying to better yourself, taking care of your daily needs and your basic needs, helps you be better. Maybe you're achy in your joints because you're dehydrated. So drinking more water, a simple step, helps you not be as achy. Not being as achy probably puts you in a better mood, which helps you put your best self forward. Another simple thing, which you can very easily overcomplicate, and I would be more than happy to pull my soapbox out and complicate this for you, is sleeping. Everybody has to sleep. Some people sleep well, some people don't sleep well, but sleeping is a basic human need that everybody's got to do. So even taking a little bit more time to sleep a little bit more, get ready for sleep a little bit more than you're doing, getting a simple nighttime or morning routine to try and reset, maybe trying to move when you're sleeping to more closely mimic when the sun is down. Anything like that can be a simple step towards the complicated monster that is sleep health. Those are just some simple things that you can do to try and help that basic need.
Yeah. How many times do you think we can say simple in this episode?
Simple. Hopefully somebody is keeping track.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd be very cool to see somebody be like, well, this is how many times you said these words.
Totally DM us and tell us if you counted.
Yes. We are, again, overcomplicating.
You could also text us.
But again, we're overcomplicating this simple podcast about the simple things that you can do.
I think I had a point and it's gone. I think self-care, like we've said, I mean, at its core, it's taking care of yourself so that you can be the best version of you. And sometimes taking care of those physical needs is one of the most important pieces, to lay a strong foundation. And I think that also speaks to building self-care into your day-to-day stuff and building self-care into your morning routine, into your, you know, your showering routine, slowing down, adding a podcast, or, you know, making sure that you have things that you enjoy using in the shower. I don't know.
Yeah, like that or not like that.
That's not what I meant. But,
hey, you do you.
We're going to end up having to mark all of our episodes as explicit with all the dirty jokes.
Hey, makes it more fun.
Yeah, well.
I mean, but you also, to think about it in another way, to again, overcomplicate the little things. If you take a second to step outside yourself and think about self-care as caring for yourself, if you're a parent and you've got a kiddo you got to take care of, when they're young especially, you have to think of and take into consideration their basic needs. Yeah, they might be fussy because they're hungry, but they don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know where the food is. They don't know how to make a sandwich. They can't go feed themselves. Or, you know, maybe it's summertime and they love to play outside, but they're, you know, 14 months old and they get dehydrated really quickly. And so you providing the water for them to meet that basic need is caring for them. And when you do it for yourself, it's self-care. So think about yourself as somebody who is worth and deserves being taken care of, even just the little basic things. And maybe that helps you identify some ways that you can better take care of yourself on a basic or daily need kind of a level.
Yeah. Give yourself that time and attention for your very most basic
yes
needs. So
yeah. Or a really long bubble bath with a tiny boat. if a bubble bath floats your boat.
Alrighty. Well,
hit that bubble bath.
Yep. Take the bubble bath. Take the shower. Drink the water.
Not the bath
eat
water.
Eat your veggies. Do take care of you like you would take care of somebody else.
Because you are worth caring for. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Before you go, be sure to grab our free Own Your Self-Care Starter Kit by visiting theselfcare.life/ownyourselfcare. This kit is specially designed to help you identify what kind of self-care will work best for you. That way, you can start developing your own self-care lifestyle. You can find the link in our show notes as well.
If you'd like to stay connected, find us on TikTok at The Self-Care Lifestyle and on Instagram at Sarah Strives. Have a question, feedback, or an episode request? Text us at 512-998-1194. Chances are we might even respond. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk at you again soon.